The letter Z. Zarathustra. It seems unfair that, considering his contribution to world religion, Zarathustra is not exactly a household name. He should be, and I'm here to help. Zarathustra was born in what is now Iran, around 8000 BC, and he was the first prophet to embrace and spread the word monotheism, or the concept that there is one and only one God. He called the supreme being Ahura Mazda, which is a combination of words meaning Lord Creator and Supremely Wise. He believed that Ahura Mazda, God, created humankind with the freedom to choose between good and evil and the responsibility to face the consequences of the choices we make. That means that we, not Ahura Mazda God, are the cause of the good and evil in this world we've been given, not an actual evil being. Zarathustra didn't believe in the devil. He believed in the coming of a Messiah who would be born to a virgin. He believed in an eventual apocalyptic battle that would purge the world of evil and result in a resurrection of Ahura Mazda God's kingdom on earth. He believed that each of us possesses the divine within ourselves, and that it is our obligation to honor and act on our own divinity by respecting the natural and moral laws of the universe. He believed that when we leave life on earth, our essence leaves our body. If we've made good choices throughout our lives, treating ourselves and others with love and faith, our essence goes to the House of Songs, also called the Realm of Light. If we've lived in opposition to the natural and moral laws of the universe, our essence goes to the realm of darkness and separation. Those realms were in actual physical places, according to Zarathustra. They were eternal states of either oneness with or separation from Ahura Mazda, God. He believed that our purpose in life is to be among those who renew the world as it progresses toward perfection. He believed that just as the way to fight darkness is by spreading light, the way to fight evil is by spreading goodness, and the way to fight hatred is by spreading love. Isn't that beautiful and awfully familiar, even though it originated from a prophet in 8000 BC? Zarathustra's followers are called Zoroastrians, and many scholars consider Zoroastrianism to be the mother of all the contemporary world's religions. All things considered, it might be a richly deserved title. This has been a Highbridge Audio production. If you're interested in other Highbridge Audio titles by Sylvia Brown, visit our website at www.highbridgeaudio.com/sylviabrown.html. Here is a clip from Sylvia's look at the afterlife, Life on the Other Side, now available on CD as well as cassette.
I was 7 years old when The Other Side became intensely personal for me and changed my life forever. I was in my bedroom brushing my hair, playing with my flashlight, trying to ignore my certainty that someone I couldn't see was nearby watching me. Suddenly, almost blindingly, the light from the flashlight grew and intensified until it filled the room with a pure white glow. And from the midst of the light, a woman's voice said, "I come from God, Sylvia. Don't be afraid." If a disembodied voice told you not to be afraid, no matter where it came from, would you just sit there? Me neither. I was out of that room, flying down the stairs, terrified, in search of Grandma Ada. I crashed into her in the kitchen, where she was cleaning vegetables from her victory garden. Sobbing and trembling, I told her what had happened. She held me, stroked my hair, and explained, as if she'd been expecting this, "That was your spirit guide, sweetheart. She's here to help you. Pick up the carrots."